What you've gone on to do in your career and life and the crusade you've led is not one that would, you know, one would think would be led by a shy person. The person that I've met today doesn't seem to be a shy person necessarily to me. Seems to be one of conviction and confidence and belief. In hindsight, how did you go from being that shy person that was kind of coddled at an early age by a mother that was risk adverse, drew a circle around you in the sand, didn't let you off the front garden, to being the person you are today? What is it that does that to somebody?
I think there's a few things around this because I don't think this is exclusive to me. I think a lot of women especially experience this. I think, well, first of all, I might be wrong, but I don't think we're born shy. I think it's our situational environment that creates that. And secondly, you can be shy but still have fire in your belly, which is what I had. You know, I had that ambition and that burning desire. And when you have that passion, you have to release it. You can't keep it inside just because you're shy. And I think there were many things that I did. You know, I remember in my very early 20s holding a conference, my first conference for my army of sales ambassadors, which I had about 500 in my first year.
For Ann Summers.
For Ann Summers, yeah. Yes. And I held this conference at the Grand Hotel in Brighton. And I thought it was a great idea when I planned it, because the whole idea is to engage with your teams and tell them about what you're doing and what your mission is and get everybody involved and on the journey. And it was sort of, you know, a few hours before I was going on stage, I was thinking, oh my God, what am I doing? Because this was like horror to me. I had no experience and I was, you know, absolutely terrified. But if you're talking about something that you are passionate about, I think it changes it. It's not the same as doing a best man speech or, you know, getting up at school and doing your first speech. When you're talking about something that you really care about and that you live and breathe, once you get out there and you've got that first sentence out the way, I do think it changes you.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it did for me. So I'm a great believer that courage comes first, and I've always had a lot of courage. And I think if you have the courage, eventually the confidence will come.
Yeah, so yeah, from what you've said there, it's like the courage is creating, it's forcing you to create evidence for yourself.
Yeah, it's forcing you to step outside your comfort zone. And then we all know, anyone that's successful knows that when you do, great things happen.
Yeah, and your comfort zone then expands, becomes a bit bigger, and then you step another, and
exactly.